From building a business we're talking about to creating best-in-class client experiences, we're here to explore what it takes to make sure you're top of mind and get the referral every time. Join me as I interview some of the most innovative and inspiring business owners in the online space and discover how you can create more opportunities to ensure your clients are thrilled with your work and make you the obvious choice to send their friends to. It's time to stop going it alone and start transforming your star power into staying power. I'm Dusty Arab, and you're listening to Referral Worthy. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to Referral Worthy, everybody. I have Molly Mehar here today from Stratajoy. And this is a really special one for me, guys. Special because Stratajoy has been a community that I've been a part of since 2011. So I've been doing this about as long as I've been in business in the online space. And honestly, Molly is the only reason I turn into a functional adult. And like, if we're being honest, Molly, thank you so much for being here today.
I'm so happy to be here.
So I would love for you to tell me a little bit more about Stratajoy, where it's at right now. Tell me about the work you do.
Oh, that's a good question. But I do have all the answers. Just kidding. Just Stratajoy answers. I generally describe Stratajoy as a community for women that teaches personal intimacy. Nobody knows what that is because I totally made up that phrase. So it teaches or helps or supports or guides, whatever word you want to use, a relationship with yourself, how to listen to yourself, how to trust yourself, how to love yourself if that's a possibility in this lifetime for you, and how to express yourself. And I think if I'm looking for a through line between all the different courses that I've taught and coaching that I've done and live events, that is it. I don't think I would have been able to say that at the beginning, since my tagline, which was, say, 2009, was about your quarter life crisis, right? Because I literally was like 28, which was so long ago.
Right. I know. We all start somewhere, but that's a perfect lead in. So tell me about your origin story. How did you end up creating Stratajoy?
Yeah. Okay. So we're going way back, because I'm talking to you in present day life as a 43-year-old with two middle-aged kids and a minivan, and I have to get a fucking mouth guard tomorrow at the dentist. So it's like, I'm like fully middle-aged at this point. But at the beginning, I was working in hospitality. I have a business degree from Cornell. And I literally had like a panic attack one morning sitting at my computer in my like cheap polyester suit going, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Like, truly, what am I doing? And I was selling men in suits, you know, miniature bottles of Coca-Cola for $4.50, because I was in banquets and I did sales and we did corporate events and weddings. And I worked at like some sexy boutique hotels in Seattle. And it was a very fun job. But I woke up one morning and like, I am not making a difference. And apparently making a difference is important to me. And so fast forward a big chunk of time, I was dating my now husband. We went on a big, I don't even know what you call it. It wasn't a sabbatical. I just quit work and relied on no money, basically. He paid for the trip. We flipped a condo. I planned. He paid. I traveled around the world. I came back with this idea of wanting to develop a company or a space where women could talk about deep things, where we could look at our lives and have time and space to reflect and to make some intentional choices. And I think what had happened to me is I wouldn't say a perfectionist, but I was definitely an achiever. What is the next box to check off? Let me check it off and let me get the gold star. And I felt like I ran out. I wasn't sure what to do, which at this point is a completely common feeling. And I understand, you know, it comes at all these different lifetimes. But at that point, I felt like I was having this epiphany that no one else had had.
Oh, to be in our 20s again.
Oh, I know, right? The older I get, the less I know. But I, you know, what a brave little 28-year-old I was to say, hey, I want to build a company around this. And I didn't know other women entrepreneurs. I didn't know other, you know, life coaches. It was in the very beginning stages of things, it felt like. And I just said, I'm going to go for it. So I worked other jobs to make money. And I just started offering, I think it was the Joy Equation Live, like in person. And I tried to sell it 3 or 4 different times that no one signed up for. And when I say I tried to sell it, I don't even remember what I was doing. It's like, how did I sell it? But I do remember selling the first 3 spots in like this 2-month workshop that we were going to do, because I spoke at a women's networking event and I wore a little lab coat and maybe even like science goggles on my head. And I stood in the corner. This was all with permission. Like, this is what I was doing. I was speaking on the stage. Mm-hmm. And then I had like a, do you want a joy diagnosis? Like a doctor would write? And some people would come to write. creative and adorable I was. I don't think I told that story in a long time. And I talked to maybe 25 different women and, like, you know, just asked some questions and looked them in the eye and made them feel seen, because that's what I like to do. But three of those women who were at that event signed up for my first workshop at $149 each. And that was the beginning of Stratajoy. Like, that's truly the beginning.
That's incredible. I did not know about the lab coat. That's incredible.
I still have it. It's in my dress-up box, right? Juliet's dress-up box at this point. But yeah.
Right. Oh my God. That's incredible. You know, it is so funny to think about our past lives and past iterations like that, because especially with something like life coaching and women's spaces, for most of us, I feel like we do start somewhere like that and evolve from there, just because it's a natural part of the aging process. And you get older, and the wisdom is that you realize that you don't know shit. And there's just so much more out there, right?
I know, which is amazing in its own right as we unfold. And, you know, I get more clear on certain things, and I get less clear on a whole lot more. But I think that's part of the magic. Like, I'm not minding getting older, minus the wrinkle situation, but whatever. It's just going to be what it's going to be. I love going through life and having this. And I do think Stratajoy, just and being an entrepreneur, but also the kind of work that I do, has really taught me to pay attention and be curious about my own life, about others' lives. Maybe that's a piece that I try to teach or try to model. There is so much magic if you can just pay attention, if you can just hold your own attention long enough without getting distracted or without numbed out or all the things we do to ignore the life that is right in front of us. I find that fun, and I still find it fun and exciting to this day. And I think that's what's kept me locked into Stratajoy for as long as I have. Like, the possibility of, what if we just pay attention? What happens?
Well, and I see that reflected in your community too, because I am not part of any other community that I've been a part of this long. And I wasn't even part of, like, original crew. I think I came in like 7 or 8 years after you had started. And there are still, like, so many people, like, when everybody's introducing themselves for holiday council every year. So for anyone who is, like, uninitiated into the Stratajoy community, holiday council is Molly's annual planning. Like, it's a review, it's a planning thing. And now it's also part of a larger community. But what everybody does at the beginning is they introduce themselves. And one of the gorgeous things about those intros is you see who was a season blogger, who's gone to camp, what are their camp names? And you can see the level of depth and community. And I think the other thing that's very cool is that it's not exclusive. It is like the opposite of exclusive. Like, everyone is so inclusive, regardless of, like, what level you've participated in. Like, even if you only show up for holiday council every year, like, you recognize names, because I've been doing this 6 years. And it's just the way that you created this community is very unique as far as women's spaces that I've been in before. It's not something you necessarily graduate out of.
Yeah. Or you do, and maybe you come back. I love the, like, wow, I haven't seen your name for 10 years and you've decided now is the time to do it. Like, I guess I could see how that would bother someone. But for me, I'm like, that's awesome. What the hell have you been up to in 10, you know, the last
right?
10 years?
Catch me up.
Yeah. I'm like, seriously, tell me everything. Which goes back to the curiosity. There's always something to learn about yourself. There's always something to learn about what you want from life now. Maybe that's one of the other kind of underlying, again, I've done it so many different ways, but one of the things I think has kept me and the community going is that idea of desires, and that they change, and that what we wanted 13 years ago probably isn't the same as what we want now. And so you can't just do it once and be done. Like, oh, okay, life figured out. One, life gets in the fucking way. And two, we change, we evolve, we're going through these different cycles. And so you have to keep paying attention. And whether Stratajoy has taught you how to do that for yourself, and then you can go off and just do it in your own life, that's awesome. I fully support that. If you need the reminder, the structure and the space and the time, that's what I'm here for. And luckily, that's fun for me. I know it sounds boring to someone else, but, like, you've done the same thing 13 times.
From building a business we're talking about to creating best-in-class client experiences, we're here to explore what it takes to make sure you're top of mind and get the referral every time. Join me as I interview some of the most innovative and inspiring business owners in the online space and discover how you can create more opportunities to ensure your clients are thrilled with your work and make you the obvious choice to send their friends to. It's time to stop going it alone and start transforming your star power into staying power. I'm Dusty Arab, and you're listening to Referral Worthy. Let's get started.
Hello and welcome back to Referral Worthy, everybody. I have Molly Mehar here today from Stratajoy. And this is a really special one for me, guys. Special because Stratajoy has been a community that I've been a part of since 2011. So I've been doing this about as long as I've been in business in the online space. And honestly, Molly is the only reason I turn into a functional adult. And like, if we're being honest, Molly, thank you so much for being here today.
I'm so happy to be here.
So I would love for you to tell me a little bit more about Stratajoy, where it's at right now. Tell me about the work you do.
Oh, that's a good question. But I do have all the answers. Just kidding. Just Stratajoy answers. I generally describe Stratajoy as a community for women that teaches personal intimacy. Nobody knows what that is because I totally made up that phrase. So it teaches or helps or supports or guides, whatever word you want to use, a relationship with yourself, how to listen to yourself, how to trust yourself, how to love yourself if that's a possibility in this lifetime for you, and how to express yourself. And I think if I'm looking for a through line between all the different courses that I've taught and coaching that I've done and live events, that is it. I don't think I would have been able to say that at the beginning, since my tagline, which was, say, 2009, was about your quarter life crisis, right? Because I literally was like 28, which was so long ago.
Right. I know. We all start somewhere, but that's a perfect lead in. So tell me about your origin story. How did you end up creating Stratajoy?
Yeah. Okay. So we're going way back because I'm talking to you in present day life as a 43-year-old with two middle-aged kids and a minivan, and I have to get a fucking mouth guard tomorrow at the dentist. So it's like, I'm like fully middle-aged at this point. But at the beginning, I was working in hospitality. I have a business degree from Cornell, and I literally had like a panic attack one morning sitting at my computer in my like cheap polyester suit going, what fuck am I doing with my life? Like, truly, what am I doing? And I was selling men in suits, you know, miniature bottles of Coca-Cola for $4.50 because I was in banquets and I did sales and we did corporate events and weddings. And I worked at like some sexy boutique hotels in Seattle. And it was a very fun job. But I woke up one morning and like, I am not making a difference. And apparently making a difference is important to me. And so fast forward a big chunk of time, I was dating my now husband. We went on a big, I don't even know what you call it. It wasn't a sabbatical. I just quit work and relied on no money, basically. He paid for the trip. We flipped a condo. I planned. He paid. I traveled around the world. I came back with this idea of wanting to develop a company or a space where women could talk about deep things, where we could look at our lives and have time and space to reflect and to make some intentional choices. And I think what had happened to me is I wouldn't say a perfectionist, but I was definitely an achiever. What is the next box to check off? Let me check it off and let me get the gold star. And I felt like I ran out. I wasn't sure what to do, which at this point is a completely common feeling. And I understand, you know, it comes at all these different lifetimes. But at that point, I felt like I was having this epiphany that no one else had had.
Oh, to be in our 20s again.
Oh, I know, right? The older I get, the less I know. But I, you know, what a brave little 28-year-old I was to say, hey, I want to build a company around this. And I didn't know other women entrepreneurs. I didn't know other, you know, life coaches. It was in the very beginning stages of things, it felt like. And I just said, I'm going to go for it. So I worked other jobs to make money. And I just started offering, I think it was the Joy Equation Live, like in person. And I tried to sell it 3 or 4 different times that no one signed up for. And when I say I tried to sell it, I don't even remember what I was doing. It's like, how did I sell it? But I do remember selling the first 3 spots in like this 2-month workshop that we were going to do because I spoke at a women's networking event and I wore a little lab coat and maybe even like science goggles on my head. And I stood in the corner. This was all with permission. Like, this is what I was doing. I was speaking on the stage. Mm-hmm. And then I had like a, do you want a joy diagnosis? Like a doctor would write? And so people would come to write. Creative and adorable I was. I don't think I've told that story in a long time. And I talked to maybe 25 different women and like, you know, just asked some questions and looked them in the eye and made them feel seen because that's what I like to do. But 3 of those women who were at that event signed up for my first workshop at $149 each. And that was the beginning of Stratajoy. Like, that's truly the beginning.
That's incredible. I did not know about the lab coat. That's incredible.
I still have it. It's in my dress-up box, right? My Juliet's dress-up box at this point. But yeah.
Right. Oh my God, that's incredible. You know, it is so funny to think about our past lives and past iterations like that. Because especially with something like life coaching and women's spaces, for most of us, I feel like we do start somewhere like that and evolve from there just because it's a natural part of the aging process and you get older. And the wisdom is that you realize that you don't know shit. And there's just so much more out there, right?
I know, which is amazing in its own right as we unfold. And you know, I get more clear on certain things and I get less clear on a whole lot more. But I think that's part of the magic. Like, I'm not minding getting older, minus the wrinkle situation, but whatever. It's just going to be what it's going to be. I love going through life and having this. And I do think StrataJoy, just and being an entrepreneur, but also the kind of work that I do, has really taught me to pay attention and be curious about my own life, about others' lives. Maybe that's a piece that I try to teach or try to model. There is so much magic if you can just pay attention. If you can just hold your own attention long enough without getting distracted or without numbed out or all the things we do to ignore the life that is right in front of us. I find that fun, and I still find it fun and exciting to this day. And I think that's what's kept me locked into StrataJoy for as long as I have. Like, the possibility of, what if we just pay attention? What happens?
Well, and I see that reflected in your community too, because I am not part of any other community that I've been a part of this long. And I wasn't even part of like original crew. I think I came in like 7 or 8 years after you had started. And there are still like so many people, like when everybody's introducing themselves for holiday council every year. So for anyone who is like uninitiated into the StrataJoy community, holiday council is Molly's annual planning. Like, it's a review, it's a planning thing. And now it's also part of a larger community. But what everybody does at the beginning is they introduce themselves. And one of the gorgeous things about those intros is you see who was a season blogger, who's gone to camp, what are their camp names? And you can see the level of depth and community. And I think the other thing that's very cool is that it's not exclusive. It is like the opposite of exclusive. Like, everyone is so inclusive, regardless of like what level you've participated in. Like, even if you only show up for holiday council every year, like you recognize names, because I've been doing this 6 years. And it's just the way that you created this community is very unique as far as women's spaces that I've been in before. It's not something you necessarily graduate out of.
Yeah. Or you do, and maybe you come back. I love the like, wow, I haven't seen your name for 10 years and you've decided now is the time to do it. Like, I guess I could see how that would bother someone. But for me, I'm like, that's awesome. What the hell have you been up to in 10, you know, the last
right?
10 years?
Catch me up.
Yeah. I'm like, seriously, tell me everything. Which goes back to the curiosity. There's always something to learn about yourself. There's always something to learn about what you want from life now. Maybe that's one of the other kind of underlying, again, I've done it so many different ways, but one of the things I think has kept me and the community going is that idea of desires, and that they change. And that what we wanted 13 years ago probably isn't the same as what we want now. And so you can't just do it once and be done. Like, oh, okay, life figured out. One, life gets in the fucking way. And two, we change, we evolve, we're going through these different cycles. And so you have to keep paying attention. And whether StrataJoy has taught you how to do that for yourself, and then you can go off and just do it in your own life, that's awesome. I fully support that. If you need the reminder, the structure and the space and the time, that's what I'm here for. And luckily, that's fun for me. I know it sounds boring to someone else, but like, you've done the same thing 13 times. Yep. Just the same exact thing. I'm like, oh, well, I make it better. I learn things every year. So
right.
The same thing. I'm like, yep. They're like, oh. Yeah.
I mean, just like from my marketing brain perspective, that makes absolute sense to me. Like, why wouldn't you keep iterating on your frameworks that obviously work? And like, these are the things that we keep coming back to, which means they probably fucking matter.
Yeah. I mean, you know, who knows what my future will hold, but I know whether or not I was selling it or leading it, I would be doing the holiday council process myself,
right?
Because it is so grounding to me. Like,
yep.
That framework, my brain knows it. It relies on it. I use it on a daily basis and at a bigger level, you know, as someone who is a seeker of adventures. And I'm getting even more specific with what that means to me. There is a big piece of novelty, which sounds funny when I just said I've done the same thing 13 times. I think my business is steady, so my life can be novel. Like, I think there is a balance that provides a structure and a touchstone that my work and my community, the longstanding people, where then I can do these things in my like life that keep me on my toes, that keep me on like the very edge of my comfort zone. So that's actually something I'm examining right now, how to take some of that energy and bring it into StrataJoy as I am kind of reiterating, coming back from my sabbatical and thinking about what does strategy look like in this next 8 years, like this next season of life and work for me.
That's so, both so right, cool.
Comfort and novel. I gotta like push a little bit harder, I think, which is what I do naturally in my life, but maybe not in my business. So I'm making examining fingers over here like, what are, I don't know exactly yet, but I'm getting so much closer. And that feels exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. Like, that's such a great way to be approaching your business and your marketing, is to have that curiosity, that idea of being willing to experiment more and just to try things. Like, I find that usually that's when people really get stuck, is when you hear all the gurus prescribed, it's got to be this way, it's got to be the webinar funnel. And like, I don't know how many times at this point that I've heard, well, I just really don't want to email my list, or I really don't want to do social media. And like, my favorite thing to say on a consulting call is, okay, don't.
Yeah, good. Okay. You know, that sounds clear.
Yep. So what you want to do instead? That is enough to just open things up so much, because like, you don't have to build your business the same way as everybody else. It's allowed to be novel, like to the extent with which you're comfortable, obviously. But like, I also find that most business owners get fucking bored after a while if there isn't something like that where they can play a little bit.
Yeah. Like when I was traveling, I made some really clear decisions about what I wanted that to look like for my family, for myself, for my energy, for my time. And I really wanted like free space, which I will tell you, I got fucking bored by the end. My travel existential crisis was like, I feel pointless. What's the point of being alive? Like we were going there, not in like a bad way, just in a, okay, I am about as empty as I could possibly be as a vessel. Now it is time for the inspiration and ideas to come back. But one of the pieces of permission I gave myself was like, I know that I'm not going to be emailing my list. I know that I'm not going to be, I don't want to work while I was traveling. Like, I had worked for 3 years to save up enough money for my half of this trip. I had let go of all of my team members. I made lots of sacrifices so that I could have this sabbatical. But I did know that one of the things I love about social media is, at least the way I've done it, is my personal Instagram is like my memory book of my life. Again, we can all have opinions whether I should be doing this or not, blah, blah, blah. That is the form that it uses. And so I was like, okay, I'm not going to be emailing. I'm not going to sell anything other than holiday cancel. I'm going to post about my travels on my personal Instagram, my personal Facebook. And that's going to have to be how I talk to my people for now. But of course, everyone loved it, because who knows someone traveling the world with their kids? Like, how cool was that? But it didn't feel like I was quote unquote marketing, because I wasn't. I was just making sure I was capturing what was going on for me. But it made it feel like I didn't disappear for the community. And so that was, again, just another good lesson of, okay, you can do this however you want to do this, quote fingers around this, marketing, engagement, connection.
That's something I have seen you do and wrangle with in just a really beautiful way over the years. And it's so hard when you do something as intimate as you do, where you're creating the space. And like, in a way, I feel like other creators don't necessarily have to the same extent, where they feel like, you know, because you are, you're also a friend. And that has got to feel so complicated sometimes. Like, I mean, I feel like you're really in a good space with it now. But I remember watching you for several years there and being like, oh man, I could not hold that kind of space. Like, ain't no way. But yeah, I feel like you did such a great job sharing the way that you did and doing like the photo dumps and all of that. And I don't care what anybody says about like being bitches about how you use your Instagram or not. I want to see your babies. I want to see you having fun. Like,
I want to see your baby. Oh,
right? Like, you can't give me enough baby or pet photos. Like, I want all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, I'm here for the hard things too, but like, yeah, do you blame people for not wanting to blast that on social media? Christ.
I don't have any answers about how we should be. And I think, right, one of my notes in my like things I'm curious about in my notebook was, do we only know what we stand for when we get pushed up against it? Like, is the only way to figure out what is a yes or a no for me is when somebody else tramples upon it? Like, I don't love that feeling. Or like, the only way to evolve or change is through hardship. Because in so many ways, my life has been so fucking blessed. Like, you know, hashtag privileged, all of the things. But truly it has been. So I'm like, well, then I'm never going to be an evolved human being. Or maybe that's coming for me. And so I think about this, can I learn through joy? Can I learn through presence? Can I learn through mindfulness? Maybe I'm not going to be someone who has this very dramatic life and all this, you know, things that are happening. Does that make my journey less? Does that make my learning less? Does that, I don't know. But it's one of the things, especially in the land of what I would call like produced vulnerability, or in some cases, people going off the completely fucking unhinged well of, I don't even know what's going on in the online space. We'll just make faces at that. I don't actually pay that much attention, but sometimes it's so, and I'm like, oh, I'm kind of boring. And then I wrote the word basic. And then I wrote the word, well, maybe it's just normal. Maybe it's just the opposite of extraordinary. I was like really obsessed with the word extraordinary for a long time at the beginning of my business. And I know why. It's because I wanted my life to be different. I wanted what I was doing, especially through work, to be different. And also I needed to clean up some like very toxic behaviors towards myself, eating disorder, blackout drinking, blah, 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 blah. But I am fully in the phase of my life where I feel ordinary. And that does not feel like a bad thing to me. These are the kinds of things I think about for myself and for Stratajoy of like, well, how do we talk about this? This doesn't seem to be in the culture. Like, it's not exciting. I'm not making waves. Or when people tell me, I'm out to change the world by transforming 500 million women's lives in this way, I'm like, oh, I'm not. My dreams are not that big. Does that, right? Is that wrong? I don't think so. I am very proximal. This is why I think you said like the clients to friends to community piece. For me, there's no real strong, I mean, there's boundaries in ways there has to be, but compared to a lot of people in my space, I have no boundaries in that way. And I like it that way because I don't feel any different than the person sitting next to me at a Stratajoy event or someone who's sharing on a call. I've had coaches and other people call me out on this. They're like, you have to be a leader. Like during the pandemic, how are you leading your community through the pandemic? I'm like, I'm barely fucking surviving. How can I lead somebody else? Don't put that on me.
Right.
It's like, well, you've put that on you. I'm like, no, I haven't. I have never claimed to know the way for everyone. But what I have claimed is I will help you figure out your way. And so whether you need me to push you against that thing, like, some, you know, I can be very triggering for people. I get that. I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily. Great. You don't like what I'm saying. That makes you uncomfortable. Good. Pay attention because it's telling you something about your truth.
Right.
That is what I care about. Then I take my own lesson when someone else is triggering me. I'm like, this is good for you, Molly. Explore that trigger. Even them like, why are they so mean to me? They hate me. Nope. This is good. Pay attention. Why? Why do you feel that way? What's going on?
Well, God, there's so many good, interesting pieces there. That was magic. You do provide a really interesting mirror for people because like your journey does have a lot of things that other people want, but it never feels like with so many other creators in the space. This is my biggest complaint about life coaches just in general is like they have to put on like a front, or it's not even faux vulnerability, but we have to have all of the markings of upper middle white class. I have all of these signals going off to demonstrate that I have the thing you want. And you have never done that in any of your branding ever. It feels very accessible. And that accessibility piece is reflected also in the community itself. And we are very similar in this regard. Like, I definitely couldn't do it in the way that you do it in like your space. But as far as like the way I run my business, it is exactly the same. And this is privilege too. I only work with people I really fucking like, who I really believe in the message that they're spreading, because like, I'm a marketer. I have the devil's handbook. Like, I can make anything blow up if I wanted to, but I have the privilege of not having to do that anymore. And I'm very grateful for that. But there is just so much there that I feel like as your message grows, it does become more acceptable for people to feel like they can show up in the way that they want to and maintain that in a way that feels good for them, regardless of how that appears to like the other people in their life or the other people following them online, et cetera.
Life. I mean, again, I just want people to pay attention. Pay attention and then, I don't know if it's make decisions, but you just don't go through your life in a fog. And that, you know, again, you could take this in a million different directions. Are we going the victim route fog? Are we going the toxic distraction fog? Are we going down, you know, addictive substances fog? Are we turning into the AI? Oh my God, don't get me started on those fucking headsets. You know, those virtual reality headsets. I am sorry. I will never find you sexy if you put one of those on.
I think that's fair.
And I'm sure, again, I'm not an early adopter, so give me 20 years. I'll be walking down the street with mine, whatever. How old will I be? 63, huh?
No, we won't. We're going to be naked under the moon behind some cabin somewhere.
And well, like, okay, that's 100% more me.
Anyway, it's
right, to each their own.
Because that's one thing I think I am pretty good at saying is like, I want you to know yourself, and I don't want you to cause harm, and I want you to wake up to some of these systems that are putting me where you are. However, that is not what I'm interested in changing. I hope other people do. I will give you my vote. I will give you my money. I will give you a soothing place to reground. But I am very just interested in your relationship with yourself and how that functions out in the world. And I used to feel bad about that. Like I wasn't doing enough to make change, you know, in a very broken world, which I do think is what we are operating in. And then I finally had to just get over myself. Like it wasn't doing me any good to play that game. Oh, I'm not making enough difference. You know what? I'm going to double down on what I can do and where I do feel most effective and most aligned and what feels most natural. And that is pretty much what I've been doing. We're just going to keep going and see what new forms it takes in this next season, which is exciting. I was scared and now I'm excited. I think I've made the leap to growth, right? I'm finally out of destruction. I feel the growth excitement. And it took over 2 years to get here.
Yep.
Been there. Part of the cycle. Part of the cycle.
Okay. So Molly, final question. What makes a business referral worthy to you?
But you have to know what you do, which is probably one place that I'm really failing on.
I have to know what you do. It needs to be specific enough that it comes to me easily.
You're a great example of this. I feel like Stacia, who does the style school, is a great example, right? It's so specific. She's so good at it. If I hear a need, I can easily say, oh, you know who you should check out? So clear what it is. And then, yeah, I'm with you. I have to, this is a silly word. I have to vibe with you. I have to feel like you're a good, is good the right word?
Yeah,
probably a good person. And in my book, one of the vibes is it's generally a positive. I don't really love, again, the pushing against something else to define who you are. I understand why it's done. I completely get disruption and triangulating yourself in a negative way, but I much prefer and I'm much drawn to people who triangulate themselves in a positive way. Great. You don't have to tell me all the things you aren't for. What are you for? So there's some vibe of hope or obviously earnest enthusiasm, which is a piece that I'm really drawn to. So for me to refer someone, there has to be a positive vibe. And that is the most ridiculous saying, I understand, but it's the best way I can describe it.
Actually not. Vibing is something, and that's a common answer for this question. Like if we don't vibe, I'm not hiring you.
Yeah. Well, and also like, I don't know what your CVS is like, but why are CVSs so terrible? Or is it Walgreens? Or it's both of them, maybe.
Both of them. They're both awful.
Do they do that on purpose? Why does it seem like you're walking into a dank cave of humanity when you are trying to go to a pharmacy? I used to live near one in San Diego. That was seriously the worst place, and I refused to go. So I will not send you to a CVS.
That's such a great example, though. Like, being like, this is the opposite of the vibe. I know exactly what you mean. That fucking awful overhead fluorescent lighting. Someone at the counter who looks like their soul has been sucked out. Like
there's stuffed animals next to batteries, next to condoms. Like, Why? Do better. I guess I just want a bougie pharmacy.
Yeah. All right. That is somebody's new startup idea. So just you heard it here and make sure you credit Molly. All right, everybody.
Reinvent CVS.
Right. Reinvent CVS, bitches. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening in today. Molly, thank you so much. It's always a joy to talk to you. And I can't wait to share this one with everybody.
Thank you for having me. Bye, all.
Is your business referral worthy? Take the quiz at thereinvention.co/quiz to find out and get specific, actionable tips to take your business from best kept secret to book solid. Thanks for listening to Referral Worthy. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.